Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and it's time for my daily rants and raves. It is Monday, June 3rd. And you're listening to Rave Radio. Rave Radio and all of Rave Radio podcasts, including my daily rants and raves, are brought to you by Hypersign. Hypersign is the digital signage company that makes digital signage CMS and creative software aimed specifically at the Pro AV integrator to help Pro AV integrators get into the digital signage market. And today's daily rants and raves, I am joined by a special guest we've been doing for about a week now, special Infocom Spotlights. And I'm joined today by David Niederlander. And David Niederlander is the Vice President at Sound Control Technologies. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great as well. In fact, Sound Control is a mainstay in our market. I'm sure pretty much everybody who's listening has heard of Sound Control Technologies. You guys are one of the oldest companies in the industry, really. I mean, if you really kind of think about our industry being a young industry, you guys have been around since 1987. And you've been doing what you've been doing for a long time, so you guys are by far the experts at doing what you do.
I certainly appreciate that. We've covered a lot of ground in those years, and just love the industry.
Well, what's neat about our industry is, depending on what side of the market you're on, is we tend to make up things, meaning we create terms for things that don't exist prior to us creating the terms for them. I remember back when I was at Extron, we made up the term computer video interfacing, and people are using red, green, and blue, horizontal, vertical connectorization, and we started calling things the RGB HV cable, and you know, there's all these terms, and really, there's that kind of comes out of an industry that has been born of sort of a bunch of products that are constantly being beta tested, right? I mean, it's all brand new. We're kind of pushing the envelope. And that's really what a company like Sound Control Technologies does. It provides sort of, pardon the term, but glue products that kind of make things work together that normally wouldn't work together.
That's right. Going back to making up words, back in the early days, we used to build what we called voiceless systems. And that was a sort of a term we made up, and that was for ceiling-mounted microphones and speakers for voice enhancement in large rooms. And we've evolved from there to today, where we're doing camera interface kits for professional video conferencing and video presentation environments. So it's always changing. It's always adapting to new user requirements. It's great.
Well, you know, it's funny, you talk about voice lift, people wouldn't even realize, I mean, voice lift sort of become a standard thing. Everybody uses the term as if it actually means what it means. And at one point in time, a bunch of people were sitting around a table and had to decide what they were going to call something. And it sounds like you use the term voice lift. And now everybody who builds microphone systems that help teachers, for example, amplify their voice to classrooms, call them voice lift systems. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny how everything starts.
It just all evolves. It all evolves.
Well, one of the sort of areas that you guys have really focused and built a really neat niche in the last decade has been solving a lot of these connectivity problems with video conferencing and audio conferencing systems. And you're very well known for, you know, the RC2 director stuff. You're known for the remote cam stuff. And today we're going to talk about remote cam 2 and remote cam 3, which are two of the new ones. And remote cam 2... is the only difference between the two really is remote cam 2 is analog signals and remote cam 3 is digital signals. But why don't you explain to everybody who's listening on today's Rave Radio podcast where they fit into the market? Because if you're doing video conferencing and you're using Polycom or Cisco, you need to know about these products.
Exactly. And as you said, the main difference between the remote cam 2 and the remote cam 3 is remote cam 2 is for mainly for component video, YPBPR, and its main application is really on the Polycom side of video conferencing. And the remote cam 3 handles digital video or HDMI type signals and DVI signals, and that is primarily the Cisco side of the world. As we know, the video conferencing market is split between Polycom, Cisco, and then sort of rest of world. And depending on whose industry numbers you use, those two giants, Polycom and Cisco, probably handle about 90% of the installed market. So that's really where we focus, although we do handle interfaces for lots of other companies. The major development work we do is to support those two platforms.
Well, and to make sure everybody really understands, there's a great deal of applications, and I don't know the percentages, maybe you know, where you can't locate the camera right where the codec is. And there's a lot of communication going on between the camera and the codec. It's not just sending video. And in the case of digital video, even sending digital video long distances becomes complicated. So, like, you may have a control room. You may have a room that's on the other side. It may be a room that's actually on the other side of the screen, or maybe a room that's actually down the hall, or maybe a room that's in another building where you have all your head-in equipment and all your control matrix routing equipment and all your codecs, all your signal switching and distribution, all your audio amplification and control systems gear, but the camera's still got to be in the room where the video conference happens. You build these RC2 and the RC3 products, Remote Cam 2 and Remote Cam 3, sorry, allow you to remotely locate that camera from the codec as far as in the Remote Cam 3, 300 feet using Cat5 or Cat6, Cat5e or Cat6 or UTP cable, right?
Yeah, and of course, from my perspective, it's never good practice to have the camera close to the codec, but that's just because this is what we do for a living now. Exactly right. These kits are designed to deliver camera power, video, all the remote control interfacing, IR if the systems use infrared for control, all between a camera module and a head-end module. And depending on which platform we're using, it's either Cat5e or Cat6. We always use UTP, so unshielded twisted pair. And these platforms can be between 120 and 500 feet long, depending on the application. The real key to the success of these kits is they are complete kits. So if someone is installing a Polycom Eagle Eye camera, our kit will include the proprietary Polycom connector to plug into their camera, the Eagle Eye camera. That connects direct to our camera module. The integrator pulls his two Cat5e or Cat6 cables. Then there's a head-end module, which has a power supply for the electronics and the camera. And then there's the cable that goes from our head-end module into the HDX or Group Series codec. So it's a complete end-to-end solution.
So the integrator doesn't have to deal with the complexity of trying to figure out even the connectorization issues, which can be a big deal because both Polycom and Cisco, even though they call them unified connectors, are using different connectorization for everything that they're doing. And the new series of sort of entry-level, lower-end, whatever you want to call them, Cisco products have yet another proprietary connector, and you've already got the solution for that as well, right?
Correct, right. The Polycom standard connector, they refer to as the HDCI connector, and that's a beautiful 60-pin connector. Cisco now has their what they are calling their unified connector, which is their digital video, power, and control or serial on one molded connector, and they have a Precision HD camera that has that connector on it. They have an SX20 codec that has that connector on it. And at Infocom, we're going to be showing our new interface kit specifically targeted towards that market. And that's going to be available shipping in July. And we have actual cables and electronics being demonstrated on the show floor. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of integrators, when manufacturers come out with custom connectorization like that, that's different than sort of the norm or the standard, go, oh my God, yet another thing to worry about. But in reality, let's be realistic about this. That's the thing that keeps all of us in business in a way, because what's happening is you're having to take, and you can't expect these manufacturers to work and play together in every way, because Obviously, Cisco's not going to communicate with Polycom and find out what connectors they're using to make sure they have the standard connectors, and Polycom's not going to do the same for Cisco, nor are they going to, either one of them are going to talk to Revo Labs or whoever. So what happens is you have to, you have to look at the value proposition of this, because really what an integrator is in the business of doing is solving problems like this, making things work together, and you have a whole company that's built on providing glue products that make that kind of stuff happen, which helps not only keep the market profitable, but also simplifies it from the customer standpoint, because you do offer complete turnkey solutions. So therefore, you don't have to go out and order five different things from five different manufacturers to integrate the systems together.
Exactly. As you walk around Infocom this year, there are probably going to be, I don't know, I'm going to take a guess, 50 companies selling component video extenders over UTP, yep, HDMI extenders over UTP. And what we do is we take not the generic application of moving video from point A to point B, but the application of the PTZ, the pan, tilt, zoom camera, from point A to point B, because we're providing the camera power, the video of whatever platform or resolution you're using, the serial control, VISCA loop if it's being used, IR if it's being used, all over an integrated platform with the connectivity, so the integrator doesn't have to make these custom cables out in the field or in their rack to get from end to end. We kind of go through that process and deliver them as a line item off our price sheet.
So for those of you who don't know who Sound Control Technologies is, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, you guys have been around since 1987. I remember you. My first dealing with you guys was when I was I knew a little bit about you when I was at Extron, but when I went over to AMX, I mean, you guys were obviously a big player in sort of this complexity of, as video conferencing was and audio conferencing was sort of emerging as sort of a mainstream thing. But you're sort of, I've always viewed you guys as really one of your big strengths is, interestingly enough, is how quickly you guys can respond to these types of changes. I mean, Cisco's just announced this new set of products using this new connectorization, and you're already going to ship something that works with it in July. I mean, that's really kind of your niche, isn't it?
Well, it's the blessing and a curse of being a small business. We can try and adapt to changing market conditions very quickly, and try and stay on top of it so the integrators aren't left out to dry, because let's face it, at the end of the day, the integrator has to make all this stuff work when they get it out on a job site, and that's where a lot of the smaller to mid-sized companies at a show like Infocom play. We're all the glue product, or the AV middleware, whatever you want to call it.
I like that term too. I'll have to use that, middleware. If you're an AV integrator out there and you're not a dealer of Sound Control Technologies, what's the best way to go about? I know you have reps around the country. Is the best way for them to? I mean, obviously www.soundcontrol.net, I believe, is your still .net, right? Soundcontrol.net.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, I know your phone number because I just called it, 203-854-5701. But if you want to become a dealer, is it as simple as just picking up the phone, or should they talk to a rep? Should they call? Who should they call, and how do they go about doing it?
For the most part, if they pick up the phone and call Sound Control, they're going to be greeted by someone who's going to be more than happy to give them whatever information they need to get through their project, and we'll get them set up. We deal with big companies, small companies, most importantly, we'd love to have people come by our booth at Infocom and get live demonstrations. We're at booth 1755, and we're going to have all of our gear set up for live demos, and people see real Polycom and Cisco cameras hooked up to real codecs over twisted pair cables, and they can click cables and connect and disconnect and just have fun with it.
And 1755?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so booth 1755. Again, Sound Control is at soundcontrol.net. if you want to, if you're interested in becoming a dealer, it's as simple as picking up the phone and calling 203-854-5701. You probably have an 800 number, but I don't know what it is. I apologize. But do you know what it is off the top of your head?
You know, we don't have an 800 number. In the age of really cheap phone service, it almost doesn't make a difference anymore.
Yeah, you're
But then they can also send an email to sales@soundcontrol.net, and someone will get back to them really quickly.
Yeah, you guys have always been highly rated from customer support focus. In fact, if you look at on your website where you talk about all your individual employees on your website and what everybody does, it's everybody has their title and then below it, customer support. So obviously you're highly focused on customer support.
Well, our dealers, the AV integrators, are always, if there's a problem, they're always in a conference room or in a boardroom or in a classroom with the end user breathing down their necks. And we understand that, and we appreciate that position. So we try and do whatever we can to resolve an issue if one occurs and help the dealer get off the job.
So, by the way, I just out of curiosity, I think you have a very interesting personal story. Tell them a little bit about how you got into the market.
My father and I started Sound Control Technologies back in 1987. This was our second AV company, manufacturing firm that we started up. Previously, we had another audio-based company, and that didn't go so well. But our second company, Sound Control, has been going for a long, long time. Gary, you mentioned that you were at AMX for a while, and we've always had a very close relationship with them. In fact, my wife Jody used to work at AMX, and I convinced her many, many years ago to leave Dallas and move to Connecticut, where she's been for a long time now.
Yeah, I can tell you that did not make everybody at AMX happy back then, because between her and Kat, they were the two kind of voices and faces of AMX at the time, and she and Kat had sort of this following at shows, and she's done a phenomenal job for you. Her technical knowledge and her ability to present it in a really simplified way is really unique. There aren't a whole lot of people in our industry that have the ability to do that. So Jody's was definitely a huge, I'm sure, personal catch, but also professional catch for your organization. And y'all have done a phenomenal job over the years. I've loved following you. We were fortunate enough to be across the hall from you, or across the aisle from you at ISC a couple of years ago, and it was neat to be able to catch up with you after. You know, we really haven't had a whole lot of conversations prior to that for about a decade, because we've both kind of been doing our own thing. But I'm extremely excited for how well you guys have done. Congratulate you guys on your growth, and also how you've really been able to maintain a really neat niche of solving problems in this segment of the market, which, you know, at one time video conferencing was sort of the toughest segment of AV to figure out how to really integrate properly. But now it's gotten a lot easier thanks to companies like you, and also thanks to the sort of quote unquote somewhat standardization of the communications protocols.
You're exactly right on that. And in addition to Jody's role in customer support, she also manages and runs all of our production. So when people call up on a Thursday night at 4:30 and want something on a job site at 9 o'clock Friday morning, it's because of Jody's hard work that we're able to support those requests. And she, of course, will be at Infocom and looks forward to meeting each and every one of our customers.
Well, again, it's soundcontrol.net, and check out the Remote Cam 2 and Remote Cam 3. They're actually going to be demonstrating it with the new Cisco line with the proprietary connector that you spoke about. And again, these boxes, basically what they do is they are glue products that allow you to send video, control, and power back and forth from the codec to the camera, so that the camera can be remotely located wherever you want it to go using Cat 5e or Cat 6 UTP cable. And I really appreciate your time. I wish you guys the best of luck at InfoCon. Of course, I'll come by your booth and check it out myself. I love technical demos like that. And hopefully this podcast will encourage people to come by, go by your booth. And I believe you said it was 1755, right?
Yep, I believe that's it. I hope that's right.
All right,
thank you very much, Gary.
Yeah, it's David Linton. David, thanks for joining us on our daily rants and raves. This has been Rave Radio, and we'll, as you all know, those of you who've been regular listeners, we will be broadcasting, podcasting live at InfoCon for about 3 hours a day, and of course, we'll be recording probably a few dozen podcasts that we'll release over the course of the month, approximately a month after the show. And we'll also be going by the Sound Control Technologies booth, and we will actually videotape their demo. So you'll have a chance to, if you happen to be listening to this after InfoCom, all you got to do is go up in the top of the video page and type in the search section for videos, type in Sound Control, or you can type in Remote Cam, either one, and you'll be able to see that demo. This is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves for Monday, June 3rd. Y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.